Hurry into Menards and save big money. Stock up on water softener salt for softer skin and cleaner clothes. Diamond Crystal is the perfect choice of salt to minimize water softener tank residue. It helps your soaps and detergents clean better while increasing the life of your appliances and plumbing. Save big on Diamond Crystal products at Menards. And don't forget to check out the flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. The Am I Wrong podcast on 95.1 WAPE.
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Time for Am I Wrong? And April's here today. Hi, April. What's up?
Hi. How are you?
Hi.
We're good. What's going on, April? Are you arguing with somebody over something?
Yeah, my darling husband. I know this may sound a little weird, but I love him very much. And I have some issues with a certain word that he keeps using when we're watching television. He calls the remote a clicker. I'm like, are you a clicker? It's a remote. No, I grew up calling it a clicker. And I'm like, it's a remote. I don't understand why you can't just call it a remote. So, you know, when we're watching television, hand me the clicker. Pass me the clicker. Throw the clicker. It's
okay.
Clicker.
All right, hold on. April, I'm sorry. Hold on. You're arguing with, you want us to call your husband because you're arguing over whether it's called a remote or a clicker.
Yeah, I mean, I'm serious. I mean, like, you know, if some words just kind of like get under your skin, I just think it's so stupid and outdated. And he knows it irritates me. That's what's most important.
It irritates you when he calls it a clicker.
Yeah. I mean, well, I don't, of course, I don't understand that.
If this is your biggest problem, you're doing great.
Yeah, I know, but it's just like, really, all jokes aside, I've told him, I said, it just irritates me.
Irritating. All right, hold on.
Don't say it.
Okay, what is your husband's name? I'm sorry.
George.
All right, let's call George. Poor guy. Find out what's going on.
Hello?
George.
Yep.
Hey, dude, how are you?
I'm doing well. Who's this?
George, it's Mark Kay and Megan. We host the Big 8 Morning Mess on 95.1 WAPE.
Hey, George.
Oh, hey. Hey.
Hey, listen.
Hi.
We got something kind of serious we need to discuss with you.
Yeah, super serious.
Okay.
Your wife's on the phone, and she's asked us to call you and get you to stop calling the remote control a clicker.
April's on the phone?
Yes. Hi.
George, do you do it on purpose because you know it irritates your wife, April, or?
No, I don't. This sounds like overreacting to me. I don't even know
me
why.
Too.
You think?
She called you guys, you guys saying, to complain about the fact that I called it a clicker.
Yeah.
Are you serious? Like, I'm speechless. With all the things to argue about, you called about this. You're still upset about this. I've been calling a clicker my entire life.
I mean, it's not as if we're having knockdown dragouts, but I've been saying to you for how many years? Come on. Just stop. Call it a remote.
It's a clicker.
Control.
Okay. All right, hang on.
Remote. It does the same thing.
Okay, hang on 1 second. Don't go anywhere, you guys. Hang on one. It's the Big 8 Morning Mess. We got to take a quick break. 340-9595. Is it a remote or is it a clicker? Hey, Jesse, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning. I'm good. How are you?
Great. What's your advice here?
Okay, so she obviously has too much time on her hands and has never been through any trial or tribulation, because if you're going to get upset about what he calls it, I call it a channel changer. So my husband...
You call it a channel changer?
Yes, and my husband actually orders salmon at the restaurant just to get under my skin. He knows that it's salmon.
That's
so
the
it's
worst.
Not like he's pronouncing it wrong.
So
I think she needs to take the remote clicker, channel changer, whatever you want to call it, and turn off the TV and read Proverbs 31.
You're going to have to brush me up on my... You know what? Justin, get me my Bible. I'm going to read...
I was like, what?
I don't know what Proverbs 31 is. It's something I'm sure it better. Channel changer is just inaccurate, by the way, because it does way more than just change the channel.
Yeah.
It adjusts the volume. It changes the input. It can adjust the color, all that stuff.
That's a good point.
This is Alicia from NAS Jax. Hi, Alicia. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well.
well. How about yourself?
Hey, great. What side do you take in this whole thing?
I take the quicker side. I'm from New England. I've lived there most of my life until I came down here, and we've always called it a clicker.
You always call it a clicker in New England?
Always.
Huh. All
is
right.
Is that like an up north thing maybe in general, or just?
It could be. It could be for sure. Yep, yeah. That's something you may not want to touch about him.
Maybe he's from up north.
I mean, and I do understand that there are some words that people just like, it gets under their skin. They don't want
like
it.
Yeah, like pecan and pecan.
Yeah.
Don't call it pecan.
Don't call it pecan?
No, it's pecan.
Pecan? Really?
Yeah, it really annoys me.
So like if someone ordered some pecan pie, you'd be very annoyed by that?
I don't know why. It's probably correct, but it just annoys
me. Megan, would you like some roasted pecans?
No, it's so much harder to say.
Valerie from the South Side, how are you?
I'm doing good.
Oh, good. What do you think, Valerie?
Well, my husband says forward wind instead of fast forward. And it used to drive me crazy. Now I just embrace it.
He says forward wind?
Yes. He says forward wind that commercial.
That's like so much harder to say.
That sure is.
I agree, but that's what he said his whole life. And then when we first got married, it drove me crazy. But now I just embrace it and I say it too because I think it's cute.
My kids say fast forward backwards. Because we would teach them, you know, when they were little, we said fast forward. So instead of rewind or reverse, they say fast forward backwards.
That's funny.
And I go, well, okay. But I mean, but they're 10,
that's
so
really funny.
They're not grown adults.
Yeah, exactly.
Robin from Middleburg, how are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Great, Robin. What do you think?
I feel for the girl. My husband calls it a remote, like with a K instead of a remote, and it drives me completely insane.
He calls it a remote?
A remote. That doesn't even make sense.
No, it doesn't.
Why would he call it a remote?
I don't know, but I can't even stand it when he calls it a draw instead of a drawer.
Oh, I hate that, too.
Oh, a draw. Over the draw.
That's the worst.
Where's the remote? It's in the draw. 340-9595, 800-475-9595. Allie from Gainesville. Good morning. How are you?
Morning. How are you?
Hey, great, Allie. What do you want to say?
I grew up saying clicker, and I was born and raised in Florida. So was my mom. And my mom actually says, open the light.
Open the light.
Oh, my God. My friend says, close the light, and it drives me nuts. Oh, my God. It makes me so mad. I'm like, that's not how you say that.
I know. Yeah, I used to tease her and go, well, I'm going to need a screwdriver for that one.
That's a good one.
Good comeback, yeah.
Yeah.
Hashtag burn. Roasted. Whatever.
Super burn.
Genesis from Arlington. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine, and you?
Great, Genesis. What do you want to say?
Well, I think that, I forgot her name just that fast, but I think that she needs to realize that the reason why her husband says those things is because how he was raised, and that's what he said all his life.
Yeah.
Those principles are the reason why she married him.
Right.
That just comes along with it. I understand that it's outdated and that it's old-fashioned, but she apparently found her prince or her knight in shining armor. He's going to be old-fashioned. He's going to have different...
You're saying that clicker is an old-fashioned way of...
It is.
Yeah.
My grandfather uses it.
He's a clicker. Oh,
okay.
So.
Yes.
So basically, like, old men use it. That's interesting. I guess that could be it. It could not. Maybe it's not necessarily geography, but it's your generational.
Right. That's true.
What do you call it, Megan?
A remote.
Yeah, I call it a remote, too.
Yeah.
Ruth from the South Side. Good morning. How are you?
Morning. How are you this morning?
Great, Ruth. What do you want to say?
I think the woman might need therapy.
You think she might need therapy?
Yeah. I say, you say fork, F-O-R-K. I say fork, F-O-R-N-K. You say I say biscotti, you say moschetti, or however you say the word.
What is a biscotti or a moschetti?
What's a fnork?
Biscotti and pischetti, or I don't know
or,
how to say it.
Oh,
right.
Like spaghetti.
Or spaghetti.
Hey, thanks. Hey, hand me that fnork. I want to eat some of this pischetti.
None of those are actually words, though. That's the
problem.
She's
just making stuff up.
Oh, you say puschetti, I say
puschetti. She's like the Dr. Seuss of Jacksonville. They'll honk their flu flunkers and bang their boob drunkers. And fnork their spischettis and plew their blue plunkers.
Oh my God, what?
I almost don't want
to. That was my favorite part, that she was actually thinking they were real words.
I'm almost scared to answer the phone.
I'm done.
We should just be. We should just tell them that she's wrong. Well, look, April, you know, a lot of people are kind of thinking this is the most ridiculous thing they've ever heard. And I'm not just talking about Megan and I, but other people.
You know, I'm just saying it's just a word. He knows it irritates me. I'm not saying this is World War III. I'm not saying that. But I've been saying this to him at least 7 years.
7 years you've been having this argument.
It's just so stupid. I just think he sounds so corny and click. I don't know. I don't like it. And I just want him to use the word remote control.
Okay.
That's it. That's all I'm saying.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Well, all right. I don't know if that's going to happen. Yeah, hang on. Hang on 1 second, you two. It's the Big A Morning Mess. You know what? I bet he wishes he could hit the mute button on her a couple times a day.
Yeah, right?
It's the Big A Morning Mess. We'll be right back.
Here, Am I Wrong? Weekdays at 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. Or hear the podcast at WAPE.com or on our Big 8 mobile app. Hurry into Menards and save big money. Stock up on water softener Salt for softer skin and cleaner clothes. Diamond Crystal is the perfect choice of salt to minimize water softener tank residue. It helps your soaps and detergents clean better while increasing the life of your appliances and plumbing. Save big on Diamond Crystal products at Menards. And don't forget to check out the flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.